Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. We're about to go live on Instagram, just waiting for people to join and then we'll get stuck into their questions. Obviously grand final week, so plenty to talk about. G'day guys, welcome on. Send your questions in, whatever you want to talk about. Grand final, World Cup, Kangaroos, whatever it might be. Send some questions in. Recording on the podcast, obviously, so all will be available tomorrow. Para Eels, PG, Guru the Goat. Don't know about that, mate, but have a cracking week, you Parramatta Eels fan. Unreal. Guru, how are you? Going well, thank you, mate. This on the potty. Yeah, we'll be, Gaz. We'll be there tomorrow. Beer Bloke 86, up legend. Thanks for a great year. Thank you, mate. Appreciate your support. Coop, welcome on. Fortnite reviews, welcome. If Obachik is healthy, does he play over Simonsen? I think so, mate. I think he's been really good this year. Obachik, I've been a huge fan of him, but you want to make sure he's 100%, and probably eases it a little bit that Simonsen did such a good job last week. I really didn't think they were going to play Simonsen. I thought they were going to play Morata Niokore in the centres for sure. I would have put any money on it, but Brad Arthur, he went a little bit different there, and it paid dividends. I thought Bailey was sensational, so I think Obachik only plays if he is 100%. I think if there's any doubt in the back of his mind. I think he's a pretty selfless guy, Tommy Obachik. So I don't think he'll play unless he is 100% confident he can get through the whole thing. What's the goss on Cooper Johns leaving Melbourne? Haven't heard anything. Sorry, mate. Not too sure. Para Wonders 12. Sivo, first try scorer. Jeez, can you imagine the crowd would erupt if Sivo crossed for the first one? I think that'll be the first leg in a lot of same-game multis out there. Who you got for any time try scorers in the grand final? Haven't really gone through it yet, to be honest with you. I'm going to go through it over the next few days and have it on the preview and stuff. Where does Cleary rank if he goes back-to-back Clive Churchills? This has been my question for a while, Clint. He is quickly jumping up that ladder of the greats. And, you know, he's only about halfway there when you consider all of them, but I mean, if he manages to win a Clive Churchill, he goes back-to-back. He'll be the first person to win back-to-back Clive Churchill medals since Brett Kenny, and that was before it was even called the Clive Churchill medal. So pretty incredible. He's doing it at a very young age. It should be noted as well, Brett Kenny did it when he was 21 and 22, so he was even younger than what Cleary is. But I think doing it in the modern age, at the age that he is at, fucking unbelievable. So yeah, if he gets another Clive, I'll tell you what, there's going to be a lot of very upset people out there. How is Kyle Labor not in an NRL team? Yeah, he's been around for a long time, Kyle, and he just hasn't managed to land a spot anywhere. It's a bit bizarre, but every time you see him for PNG, he goes good. Why do you doubt Para so much? I've doubted them because they've never delivered. I've just called it as it is. It'd be much easier for me to go on content and sit on the fence and say maybe they will, maybe they won't. I didn't think they were capable of doing it. Last week was the first time in a sudden death game when it was on the line, they stood up and they owned the moment. So credit to them, Parramatta. I think guys like Dylan Brown, I think guys like Clint Gutherson, they've turned the corner now. I think they'll take a lot of confidence out of that win. I don't think they'll win on Sunday, to be honest with you, but I think that this Parramatta side, I thought losing Reed and Isaiah Papali'i, I thought it'd be a train wreck for them next year, but now that these guys have got the confidence and they've shown they can do it on the big stages, it changes things a little bit for me. So that was the only reason, mate. It's nothing against Parramatta. People think that I hate Parramatta or whatever. I don't. just the facts were that they hadn't delivered on the big stages at any point realistically, and that's where you have to win comps at the end of the day. So that's why I was doubting them. But I mean, there was also 15 other teams that I didn't think could win a competition this year. So it wasn't just Parramatta. Love your work, Guru. Thank you, mate. Josh Witheridge, biggest disappointment of 2022. Biggest disappointment for me was probably the Broncos at the back end. I think that if you would have said to me at the start of the year they'll finish the ninth, I would have said that's a cracking season. But considering what they showed us during the year and then to finish ninth, Brisbane were pretty disappointing for me. I thought the Warriors were a big letdown as well. They obviously had a lot of things go against them as well. The Tigers, I mean, fuck, I know they had injuries and whatnot, but I just think they made so many poor decisions throughout the year that were really costly. The other one I'll throw in is Canterbury. I thought they'd do better than what they did this year. Towards the back end of the season, they showed what they're capable of doing, which is great to see, but I don't understand what on earth they were doing in the preseason without a halfback and whatnot. But I'm sure they've learned from those mistakes. They'll be ready to go next year. Do you think Samoa has a better lineup than Tonga? One of the boys posted the Samoan squad in our group chat today, and I had a quick look at it, and he said, oh, do you think this team will beat England? And I looked at it and went, fuck, I think they'll give the Aussies a shake. I think people are underestimating how much we're going to lack in the front row and how much these other teams are going to really compete with the Kangaroos in the front row. So, yeah, I think Samoa, Tonga, New Zealand. I haven't seen the English side yet, and I don't know as many of those guys, to be perfectly honest with you, but I think that the Tonga and Samoa side, they're going to really give this World Cup a shake. And I probably think the Tongan side is slightly better, but the Samoan side has got, obviously, the 5'8", Jerome Luai, who the Tongan side, they've got a few good halves. A lot of it comes down to a Moan, very young shoulder. Isaiah Katoa might be there. They might go with, like, a Lolahia in the halves. I'm not sure exactly how they're going to go about it, but I think both these teams are top shelf, and I cannot wait to watch them go around. Hey, Guru, what time are you coming out the live show on Sunday? Lockie, myself, Timmy and Kempy will be on at 4:30, I believe. I think it's around about the 4:30 mark. And then I think that Tom and Eddie will be joining Kempy at around about 5:30, 5:15. I think we'll go for about 45 minutes or an hour. We didn't get to preview the grand final on the Monday show this week. We sort of ran out of time. Kempy had something he had to go and do. So plenty to talk about on Sunday. Really looking forward to it. If you are there, make sure you come up and say hello. Come and have a bloke. When does Supercoach for 2023 open? Fuck, you're keen, my guy. I think it's normally around about Jan 30th or something it opens, mate. So myself and Timmy Williams, we're talking the other day, we'll be back into beers and break evens on about mid-January. So plenty of content to come there. We actually dropped our last episode earlier today if you want to go and have a listen or watch it on YouTube. Has Cleary been the best half this year? I think Benny Hunt's been fantastic. I think Nicho Hynes has been fantastic. I think if Cleary would have played all games, probably a little bit of a different story, but I think Hynes has been incredible year, as has Ben Hunt. So I'd go for one of those two, to be honest with you. So Jacob Arthur over Cartwright, how can that be real? Yeah, mate, it doesn't really make sense to me. I'm not quite sure why they're carrying Jacob Arthur. I've defended him all year, and I think that the way that the Parramatta fans were booing him and stuff, I think that's uncalled for. But as I said that day, I wouldn't be picking him in this side. And I don't know, I thought it was pretty telling for me the other day when they were the game where Mitch Moses got the HIA with about 20 minutes to go, with about 25 minutes to go, he came off for a HIA, they were up by 24, they put Jacob Arthur on. The game against Canberra, and instead of leaving Mitch Moses on the sideline because they were up by 24 points, they put him back on and took Arthur off. So, I don't know. It seems to me they don't overly trust him in big situations, so why on earth they're carrying him on the bench when he can only play halfback? I don't know. It's beyond me. I just can't work it out, mate. So I agree with you. I'm not sure how it happens. When does the grand final preview come out? All be coming out this week, mate. Stay tuned for it. Plenty of content coming. Opachika's been ruled out already, hasn't he? I'm not sure. I'm not sure if he was actually in the extended today, mate. Not quite sure. Cooper, Guru, got my hat today. Unreal, brother. Love the quality. Thanks, Coops. I appreciate it, mate. Yeah, they are good quality. We spent a bit of money on it, sort of cut our profits a little bit, but we wanted a really quality hat for you guys. This one here, they are still available on the website, rugbyleagueguru.com.au, if you'd like to cop one. Final score, Guru, mate. I've got Penrith. I think they win it tight. I think it'll be a close one. I think they win by about 8 points, mate, would be my prediction. Nathan Brown, thoughts? Yeah, it's an interesting Ewan. Yeah, I'm surprised he's there, but I don't mind it, to be honest with you. I've always been a huge Nathan Brown fan. I've never really understood why he hasn't been in the team all year. I absolutely love him. He's a dog, and he just fights for every inch. So he's the sort of guy I'd be happy to carry into this grand final. Match fitness is another question. I don't know how much he's played New South Wales Cup and all that. I'll do a podcast on it tomorrow and do a bit more research and see how much footy he's played recently. But I mean, regardless of how much New South Wales Cup you've played, big ask to come in against the Penrith Panthers in a grand final. He is an experienced guy that's played Origin before and everything, so I'm sure he'll be okay, but it's a very interesting one. I don't mind them bringing him in, though, mate. I think that he is... He's one of those guys that would just be a pain in the ass to come up against. I've always loved Brownie, so I don't love it. It doesn't make a heap of sense to me, to be honest with you. I don't know why it's taken this long for him to get back in the side, but I don't mind it. But boom, Blake will be playing wing. Cleary's going to bomb him away. Yeah, I'm sure he will go at him, mate. And yeah, don't write off Wonga Blake. He obviously had a poor night the other night, but give him a chance to redeem himself. This is what grand finals are all about. All form and everything goes out the window. So I'd be backing in Nathan Cleary and his boot in that situation, obviously. But give Wonga Blake an opportunity to stand up and show what he can do, because I think his defence has been pretty good over the last few weeks. I keep saying every week he'll get caught out this week. He'll get caught out. He's made a number of pretty good plays over the last few weeks. Dark horse for the World Cup, probably Tonga or Samoa, mate. I mean, I don't think I could call the Kiwis a dark horse. I think their team's a cracker, but I don't think they're really a dark horse. So I'd probably go Tonga or Samoa. I imagine the Kangaroos and the Kiwis are the red-hot favourites for it. What power players will make the Aussie squad? I think Sean Lane will make the squad. I think Regan Campbell-Gillard will make the squad. I wouldn't be surprised if Matto's there, but he's probably going to need a pretty good grand final because our back row is pretty stacked. I wouldn't be surprised if Gutho goes, just because he's got utility value and he can cover a number of positions. I don't think Mitch Moses makes it. I think they probably go DCE, Cleary, and then they'll probably have Hunt and Nico Hines potentially in front of Moses. But if he comes out on Sunday, wins a grand final, gets a Clive, might be a different story. I don't know if Mitch would want to go anyway, though. Obviously had his child last week, so interesting one there. But I think Sean Lane goes. I think that Regan Campbell-Gillard goes. And I think that Gutho is a chance to go as well. And a longer shot, Matto potentially. Brent Reid thinks that Moses and Munster are both Tigers targets together. Is there a world where the Tigers... No, I can't see that happening, mate. I think Brent Reid's looking for a couple of clicks there, to be honest with you. I have Appy for the Clive. Yeah, I don't mind it. Obviously, you look through the history of the Penrith Panthers. Last year, Nathan Cleary, he got the Clive Churchill medal. The grand final before that, 2003. Lukey Prittis got the Clive Churchill that night. I still think it's the best individual performance by a player in a grand final ever. Incredible game from Luke Prittis that night. Then you go all the way back to 1991. The Clive Churchill medal winner that night for the Penrith Panthers was, of course, Royce Simmons. So there is a bit of history there. Even if Eels lose, is this choking nonsense over? I think so, mate. I do think so. I think last week was a game that Parramatta wouldn't have won in the past, and I think people push back on that, but fuck it. When in the past could Parramatta have come from an 8-0, from an 8-point deficit to win with 20 minutes to go? It's just not been who the Parramatta Eels are over the last few years, so I think they have turned a corner, which is great to see. What have we got? Catch up for a chat after season. Yes, mate, I know you keep messaging me. We'll hook it up after the grand final and everything, okay, mate? I appreciate your patience. Thoughts on Madge going to Canberra? Yeah, I saw that. I sort of had a bit of a giggle to myself. Could you imagine how keen, like, you'd be petrified to play a poor game to walk into fucking Madge and Ricky Stewart? I couldn't think of anything worse. What's your thoughts on Moses Leota? Very underrated prop. Criminally underrated, mate. Very, very talented. I'm a huge fan of him. I just don't think he gets the raps that he deserves. I think there's so many other front rowers in this competition that are bigger than him, faster than him, got better offloads and everything, but he is just consistent as all hell, and he's so reliable. As I've said a few times, reliability, so underappreciated in our game. Does Parra have a chance against the Panthers? Of course they do, mate. They've beaten them a couple of times over the last few years. I think they are the last team that Penrith would want to play in a grand final as well. But yeah, I just think grand final experience is really, really important. You listen to all the greats talk about that you can play your grand final in the week leading up to it, and I'm a little bit worried about that with Parramatta. Just thinking off their squad off the top of my head, I think Matto's the only one that's featured in a grand final. I could be wrong. Actually, it's Matto and Bailey Simonson, so they're the only two, I think. So compare that to the Penrith Panthers, who have, I think, Tungo, who's playing his first grand final, and Jamin Salmon, I think everyone else played last year. It's a big ask, and a lot of them played the year before as well. So they've experienced the first year. They got a few things wrong. I don't think it really hit the media, but they got themselves in a little bit of trouble that week, and they learned from their mistakes. And last year, they bounced back in incredible form, and I think they'll go well again this week. Who are you backing in the cup final? Haven't even had a look at it yet, to be honest with you, mate. And the New South Wales Cup, obviously the Penny Panthers won that one. I think they'll be hard to beat on their day again. I didn't get to watch as much Q Cup as what I would have liked this year, so I'll let you know later in the week once I have a good look at it. I'd just be talking out of my ass if I said something now. Papali'i keeps indicating he wants to backflip. Is that even possible? Yeah, I think anything's possible in rugby league, mate. At the end of the day, if I'm the Tigers and he doesn't want to be there, do you want him there? It's a tough one, but it's a decision that the Tigers have to make. I personally think it sounds like he won't be there, but we'll leave that up to Isaiah Papali'i. He'll let us know soon. Can't blame you for thinking the Panthers win. They're a mean, deadly squad. No shock if we lose. Yeah, mate, and I really don't think it's any insult to Parramatta if you guys lose this game. You've done incredibly well to be here. I genuinely think this Penrith side is one of the best sides we've ever seen. And I think if they win this grand final, they'll cement themselves as probably a top 5 or 6 team I've ever seen. They've only lost a handful of games over the last 2 years. They lost the grand final before that. All these guys are so young. They've got so much more footy in front of them. I love the way that in last year's final series, they had to do it in a different way. They had to defend their way to a premiership. They're a young squad. They love to attack. But last year, when their attack wasn't flowing, they won it off defense. This year, their attack is flowing a little bit more. They have started slow in games, but I think you'll see the Penrith Panthers at their best on Sunday. So nothing against Parra. If they do lose, they're just coming up against a champion team here. Your Dally M second rowers of the year. Dally M second row is hard because it's based off points, so it can be a bit of a shit fight sometimes. But I think Sean Lane, he'd probably have to be up there, which means that either one of Isaiah Papali'i or Sean Lane probably has to be there for me. But there's a chance that they could both finish in the top 5 or 6 and sort of rule each other out of it. But I really hope one of them is there. I think they've both been tremendous this year. I'll have a deeper look into my Dally M team over the next 24 hours or so. When Paps went down with injury, imagine the hammer as a loan to the Storm. Yeah, fuck, what a get that would have been. Would have been crazy. But I don't think there's a world where the Cowboys would have possibly let him go. Where do you see Cooper Johns go? I'm not sure. I've had a few questions about Cooper Johns. I haven't heard anything today about where he's going or what he's doing. My jury's still out a little bit on Cooper Johns. He obviously played in the Q Cup the other week. I actually watched a little bit of it. It was a far from impressive performance, but everyone has those games. But when he did play for the Melbourne Storm a couple of weeks ago, for the first time, I saw what people have been talking about with Cooper. So, yeah, I don't know. My jury's a little bit out on Cooper still, but he has shown in first grade that he can play. Will Titans improve next season? I hope so, mate. I really do. I think that getting Kieran Foran is a big in. I think getting Sam Verrills is massive as well. I don't think they can possibly go worse. I tipped them for bottom four this year. I don't think they'll be bottom four next year. I think they will jump out of there. I don't think they'll be a top 8 side. I'm expecting sort of a 12, 11, 10, 9, somewhere around that sort of finish for the Gold Coast Titans. Hudson Young for Dally M second row. Yeah, he's another one I think could quite possibly get there. Started a little bit slow to start the season though, so it'll just depend on who accumulated more points. But Hudson, he would have got a lot more man of the matches than a lot of other guys, probably up there with Sean Lane. Dogs prediction for 2023. I think they improved, mate. I'm not convinced they're going to be a top 8 side just yet, but I think that should definitely be their aim. And I think they'll be like a 9, 10, 8, 7 sort of team around that mark. Just depends with injuries and how it all goes. What have we got? G'day, Guru. Hope you're well, mate. Hey, Zach. Hope you're doing well, brother. You reckon if Lane has a good game in the grand final, you'd be a smoky to start in the Australian squad over Crichton potentially? No, I probably think Angus will start, but I think that with a good performance in the grand final, I think Sean Lane will definitely be there in the squad. And to be honest with you, even if he's quiet, I reckon he's a really good shot to get in there. He might have played himself in there last week. Kiwis team is deadly. They'll win the World Cup. Don't mind it, Dills. It is a wild side. The spine is incredible. The forward pack is crazy, especially their front row. Honestly, like I went through and made a team the other day for the New Zealand Kiwis, and I was leaving out guys that would have been automatic picks for the last 4 or 5 years. So crazy. Most amount of buzz around a World Cup in recent memory, I reckon. Yeah, so much buzz around it. It's crazy. I wish it was in Australia, to be honest. It's going to be great. It's over there in England and whatnot, but I wish it was here. Fuck, it'd be unreal. Thoughts on Nathan Brown selection? Yeah, I don't mind it. Got no issue with it. He's a goer, and I think he's worth having in your team. But I would have said that to you 10 weeks ago. Why it's taken this long, God knows. Who plays 7 for Australia? I would be going with Nathan Cleary. I think it's a no-brainer. I think they're mad if they go in any other direction, personally. Gun to your head, 1 to 10. How good-looking am I? You're a 10, Francis. Absolute fucking 10. Do you think Flanagan will last next year as halfback for the Bulldogs? I do, mate. I'm a big fan of Flano. I always have been. So, yeah, I think he'll do well there. Thoughts on Moses leading tries with 23, I believe. Yeah, it's a good knock. I don't know what to say about that. Yeah, it's a great knock. He's been fantastic this year, mate. You're leading it, so pretty well done. Would you say Tony Staggs might miss the 17 for Tonga with Talakai and Sully in the centres potentially? But I think they'll find a spot or Katoni in there somewhere. I just think he's got too much upside. I think you might find that Talakai, I wouldn't be surprised if he comes off the bench similar in, like he did in State of Origin. In saying that, Moses Sully or Katoni, one of them might miss, but I think they'll find a way to fit them all in there. What have we got? Gurus, your hair transplant failed you. Why are you wearing a hat? Das, good to see you, mate. Still got more hats available on the website. Jeez, I've had a lot of messages about the old hair transplant. Copped an absolute pounding. Shout out to you, Guru. Love your work. Thank you, Rob. Appreciate that. What do the Cowboys need to do for season 2023 to go to the next level? Anyone they should target signing-wise? I don't think so. I don't think they need to. They're losing Tom Gilbert. That's about it. So Leilua, he'll shift to that left edge. And I think they can run with the same team they had last year. I think a bit more of experience from this year will take them a long way. I really don't think the Cowboys need to sign anyone or make any changes, to be honest with you. Who would you give club CEO of the year to? I think you'd have to go with Brian Fletcher from the Penrith Panthers. I'm sure that you could all put up great arguments for a lot of CEOs, but for them to win just about every fucking competition they entered into, for them to lose star players and replace them with other star players, it's just been incredible. And to be in another grand final, I'd probably have to go with him, mate, and just all their juniors are flying at the moment. So probably Brian Fletcher from the Penrith Panthers, probably a boring answer, but that's who I'd be going for. Easy win for Penrith. I don't think it'll be easy, mate, but I think they are the better team. What's your tip for the Granny Guru, Patchy? Hope you're well, mate. I've got Penrith winning this one. If Power are going to win, how will they do it? Great question. I think that there's a number of teams this year that have shown a little blueprint of how to beat the Penrith Panthers. I think South Sydney, they showed the other night that if you can really dominate the middle and suffocate them and then kick early, that's the key to beating Penrith, kicking early. I don't know what it is, but when you kick early, you can sort of get them on the back foot. That's what Queensland did to this Penrith-heavy New South Wales side. It's what the Cronulla Sharks did about 10 weeks ago, but they got to the 50th minute and they just shit the bed and they went completely away from their game plan, same as South Sydney did after Brian Toto scored their try. They're not unbeatable. They are very tough to beat. There's no doubt about it, but I think it comes down to the kicking game of Mitch Moses. He has to kick early and their forwards, they have to shape up through the middle. All easier said than done, don't get me wrong, but there's something about kicking early with this team that they struggle with. That they've got the best guys coming out of their own end, but when you can get them uncomfortable and on the back foot, and you can get them, you know, like Nathan Clearall's the other night, kick them from his own 40 and 30, that's when you can beat this side. But you've got to control their pack as well, which can be very tough. What have we got? I'm going to scroll to the bottom, guys. We'll go for a couple of more minutes right to the bottom, so I'll answer the most recent questions. Hear me out. I've got Moses Leota, first try scorer. Jesus. I'm hearing you. Cleary at 20 to 30% hard banana grubber into the post with Leota picking up the crumbs. Payday, absolute payday. Yeah, Nathan Cleary's incredible at those kicks. He's so fucking impressive. I remember talking to him on the podcast about it last year. He actually did a lot of work with Joey Johns to work on those kicks when he was younger, and he's just improved them year on year, and they really are a weapon in that side there.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Did you watch a lot of New South Wales Cup this year? If so, who was the best player? Didn't watch enough of it to make that comment. I watched certain teams, mate, but I didn't watch enough of every single team to make a comment on it, so I won't talk out of my ass and pretend like I did. Could a forward win the Clive Churchill? Yes, definitely. We've seen a number of forwards win Clive Churchills over the years. Your Willie Masons, your Craig Fitzgibbons, your Glenn Stewarts, your Brent Kites. A heap of guys have won it in the past. If I was going to pick a forward to get Clive here, I'd probably be looking at James Fisher-Harris, Isaiah Papali'i, or Isaiah Yeo. I got on Yeo, and I think he was at $17 mid-season. Didn't have too much money on him, but I don't mind him for a Clive Churchill. But I think it'll be very hard if Penrith win. If it's close, Nathan Cleary's kicking game will be super important. If they blow him out, Cleary will probably have a couple of try assists and he'll probably get it done. If Power win, does that make Dylan Brown better than Jerome Luai as a player? I don't know. They're both very different. I don't know, it's probably a fair argument. What I would say, though, is that Jerome's obviously been playing great for 3 years. He's gone to 3 grand finals in a row. Dill, he's had a great season this year. I thought he had a great season last year as well, but you all fucking absolutely pulverised him. But I just think Jerome Law has been a little bit more consistent for a little bit longer, but he is a little bit older as well. So I wouldn't say he's a better player just yet. If I had to pick one of them to be my 5'8", I would go Dylan Brown, though. When Cody Walker retires, do you think Dean Hawkins could get another shot at first grade? I hope so, mate. I like Dean Hawkins. Good kid from a good family. He's a Matraville Tiger over there. My brother's played a little bit with his younger brother. They're good people, the Hawkins. So hopefully, mate, I do hope so. But rugby league, it can be a very fickle game. When Cody Walker does leave, I think Damian Cook will leave at the same time, so they'll have money to spend. Will they be willing to pair up Ilias and Hawkins and have two young guys there? I don't know. I think they might go into the market to try and find a star 5'8". And if you're South Sydney, I don't think it'd be too hard. Knight Coop, thanks for your support, mate. Dylan Edwards for Clive Churchill, another smoky, mate. He'll run for his 250 metres, get through a heap of work and impress a lot. But I just think guys like Appy and Cleary, I think that one of them will come up with enough attacking stats, or the kicking game of Cleary will probably be enough to outdo Dylan Edwards. But I'm confident he'll be in the top 5 best players on the field. So not a bad punt there. Tonga to make the Rugby League World Cup final. Like that shout, mate. Like it a lot. Madge linked to Raiders as assistant coach. Thoughts on this, Gary? Yeah, as I said before, if I was playing for the Raiders and I knew that Madge and Ricky Stewart were waiting for me after the game, I'd put in a good performance, because you would get absolutely murdered by those two. Do Cowboys make next year's grand final? Let's get through this year's grand final first, mate, but I think they will be up there, no doubt about that. What's next for Hamiso? Unlikely he cracks starting spot next year. Yeah, he's in a tough spot, Hamiso, but you know, you could come out round one and there could be an injury and he could all of a sudden be in that side for the entire season. So I think Hamiso should be a little bit patient. I think he's had a successful team. Opportunities will come. It was just bizarre that over the last 10 weeks there wasn't an injury to drink. He felt Val, Hiku, all these guys. His opportunity will come. And you know, same thing happened with Scott Drinkwater. His opportunity eventually came. He was patient and it paid dividends. I think that you'll find Hamiso will be similar. Thoughts on the Panthers trainer situation? I don't know. Seems like a bit of a beat up to me. I don't really understand what's happened here. It's a bit of a he said, she said, so I'm not really interested in getting stuck into it, to be honest with you. What team are you backing for the Koori knockout? I will hopefully get to watch a little bit of it if I can, but mate, I don't really know enough about it to pick teams. I don't know who's playing for who or anything like that, but I am always keen just to keep an eye on it. I think it's some of the most entertaining rugby league you can watch. So the Koori knockout is, of course, on this weekend, so make sure you tune in there. I think it starts Friday, finishes Sunday, so in and around grand final, plenty to watch there from the knockout. Will this grand final go to overtime? I hope so, mate. That'd be unreal. I was at the 2015 grand final that went to extra time. It was like nothing I've ever experienced before, and probably like nothing I'll ever experience again. So if the Battle of the West went to Golden Point, fuck, that would be scary. It would be wild. Lane a smoky for Clive Churchill. I think he is, mate. I put out a post earlier. Got a lot of Sean Lane love on it. I definitely think he is a smoky, and he's definitely one to consider. So I like that shout there. Happy birthday for Thursday, Guru. Thank you, mate. I appreciate that. The big 3-0 coming up on Thursday. Pretty wild. Anyway, guys, I am going to hit the road. Thank you for joining us once again. This will be available tomorrow morning on the Rugby League Guru podcast if you missed the start of it or whatever. You want to catch up. Also, hats at rugbyleagueguru.com.au. Still available there if you want to go on and grab one of those. Free shipping, $29.95. As Cooper said before, very good quality hats. Very comfortable. Embroidered on the front there. Quite nice. So if you like one of those, rugbyleagueguru.com.au. Thank you, guys. Plenty more content coming on the podcast this week.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.